further call us.
And we'll slide there now, and we won't get anything now until...
It looks they have only one regiment up north. If they're not going to make it, they're through. And so we really should stay calm. They're putting everything into this attack.
Who's that operating?
The North Vietnamese have exactly one regiment left. Their whole country.
Oh, I see.
That isn't committed. Everything else is in this attack. So of course, if they put everything into one attack, so we really have to stay calm.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is not addressed to you, it's addressed to this town, because they're going there Sunday night. I think if one of the things is going to happen, either the South Vietnamese are going to cry,
or they're going
to
hold,
or the war is going to end. Because if they can't make it now, they're going to take such heavy losses that they cannot do it again for another year and a half.
Yeah, I know.
And that's what rather, you know, losing it is of course off would be awful. But we have no reason yet to assume that we will.
Why? Quite the unfair climate. Losing it for 4 years or whatever now, of which we have to find.
But that isn't really the problem at the moment, I don't think it's true. The present time, we've just got to recognize that the South Vietnamese have got to move. But on the other hand, if you look at the country, they're screwing around up here in the northern part of the country.
It's not a sign
of as far as you talk about pacification being true, what the hell, what about the Delta, what about around Saigon?
When we came in, they were fighting near Saigon. They were fighting in the way.
That's right.
The Delta was the least safe area. It's not the safest area.
Right.
I reviewed the request for authority. And it is true, they had just passed this on to us. I don't think it outlined it would be. And I recommended to you, I wondered if you, what your recollection was that, and I wanted to give you my reason. They wanted to do a 3-day strike in an arc 15 miles along the border of Laos and North Vietnam. I felt that to strike so soon after contact with China was going to get the whole defense started again on China. It would force China into a violent attack on us. It would force the Russians.
It would risk China probably for Vietnam, I agree. On the other hand, if Vietnam has lost it, it's a state not to do it.
No, it is. But they wanted to attack only that side, Mr. President.
No, I remember that.
They didn't want to attack logistics conflict. Now, Vietnam will not be lost for the day of that sand side. The 3 days,
except that they say, Henry, that only by attacking sand side they were able to get into attack logistics. That's what I mean.
That's right. We gambled. I have to take the responsibility for the fact that I recommend to you that we should write up the attack side, that we should then take it out. Laird did not object to that. In fact, Laird was one of the people Laird Mickey Mouse Sanctuary was passing on the chief of staff recommendation forward.
When did you arrive here?
About the middle of March. But if I had wanted to get it done, I mean, I can't hide behind that. We've made him do things. I would have urged you. And I didn't do that. In fact, I recommended against it. And I didn't. So I just want to say, instead of the bad, I have a responsibility for this. And I don't believe Southfield money is going to be lost as a result of this application. I'm going to have to pay slightly higher. You have to pay cost of price. Now, you have to balance it against the uproar that would start if you may have this strike
without provocation.
Without provocation. Anything that happened now would be charged to the fact that he made them do it by violating the DNC and everything else. And on top of it, the violence, the violent Chinese reaction.
I think it's the right thing. I just want to be sure that we don't, that we know what the record is. So the military start whining, and they start whining. That makes it worse. So,
I just thought
that was better not whining.
Should let people do it who wasn't disciplined. I know it.
Yeah.
And, because he'd written a letter, he's dramatically, when you're talking, you know, he's an all out detail. Kind of discovered my lie and the other. But he said the leaking that goes on in his government must be believed. He says every day he can see the documents and he doesn't use a fraction of what he's getting because he doesn't want to take any of the stuff. But I leave that aside. But he said,
I'm sure.
But he said that he got 40 volumes of the Sears report. And just the Xerox 40 volumes of the Sears report. For complete to get it down and get a high-ranking officer made it down. You get a high-ranking person.
Anyway,
but the interesting thing he said was that in all the talks he had in Hanoi, they were talking to the chairman. And he said that he talked to the Swedish ambassador and also to a person who had talked to background when Cho and I was there. He was in Hanoi when Cho and I was there. And he said Cho and I absolutely enraged the Hanoi. Because apparently it sounds right to me. Because the attacks on China started after Cho and I had been there. Secondly, he said that Cho En Lai allegedly said to Van Gogh, when? About May 4th, March 4th, after the trip. Apparently Cho En Lai said to Van Gogh, and the reason I'm thinking you believe it is because you recognize it, he said, apparently Cho En Lai said to Van Gogh, President Nixon is an extremely subtle and clever man. He hadn't asked me to be an Indonesian. And I'm therefore not coming to you as an intermediary. However, as an ally, I'm obliged to tell you what President Nixon told me. And President Nixon simply stated to me this position without asking me to repeat it. But I owe you as a recital of this position. Now that sounds, which is exactly right, and I don't see where they could have gotten it from.
So accurate.
And apparently, And it's of course a very clever way for the Chinese to act too, that they say I'm not an intermediary. But as an ally, I must tell you what the president said. And he said it's totally enraged to be a Chinese, that Harvard Lau, who used to be number two man at the North Delegation now that Russia to San Antonio came to this hotel 3 times to complain about Cho En Lai. And now this is Seymour Hersh, but they did say there's a stairway in the south. We recognize we don't have 50% of the people. After all, these statements usually say the opposite. And Seymour Hersh also said it's interesting that they're not attacking around Saigon, they're attacking in the northern part of
Saigon. Let me say that you've got to realize in terms of so-called pension, nobody's doing anything.
Well, no, not if you're not in the That's so fun, it's better than...
As a matter of fact, I did too, it's a liquor is going out. Everybody will see. And I said, well, I'm certainly going to work with my system, I won't. And we wish we're gonna, I personally feel that, he's wanted to be extremely cool, drank a lot of time, and now,
at least getting back, that's what I want to talk to you about, is this curious business of the Air Force, and the,
up in there, and also the order that you made.
I do not want Laird, do not want Laird
to be able to set that game in line on this, that we ordered 48 hour strike in the north when he was advising that he did it in the battle area.
Okay,
how do we cover that case? Well, the battle area comes first priority, but it already went to the folder, whether than the last, that one,
this is the battle area, but and do a 48 strike perspective, and we can do 24 hours, and then we'll have to look back to another thing.
Also, all planes can't fly in the battle area, can't
they? Close to that idea, that,
that's true. We don't react when they come marching across the goddamn borders on a vacation, or precipitately, you say, not pushing them.
This bunch, you know, is we're really on map now.
The Laos and Cambodia, there could be some of that legitimate crap, we know the crap. To the effect that we were white in the war, we were wrong.
But who the hell's white in the war now?
Who the hell's taking the offensive now?
Right, exactly.
That's the line that we want to pour out for the United States of that today, that right there. But that's
not trying to go there now, but
no, I think we should go after this, the Senate passes and all that.
I think that what has to happen is that Laird is going to go out. I don't think we should have, for example, the attacks in the morning.
Please describe the weather.
No,
I don't think that's it.
I think that however Laird, in order to get properly positioned here, as I was able to attack here, you always have to be able to replace the again, one of the issues, and we're going to do it. There's
some and also all the scrolling protection for the Navy, which there are still some Americans there.
You know, if there's a total rout, it would be a little hard to get them out of there, which is for another reason.
Southfield needs to turn on.
You know, but so far, Hugh is not acting. He's taking good for charge of the battle.
Yeah, I have asked about that.
Everyone so far seems calm there. Of course, we're going to get a tough time on the D3 problem. I think if the attacks continue, I will have to go there and make this one.
Oh, no question about that. That's not a question.
And we also hope that we would resume on the D3 directive as well. I don't think we can do that anymore. Otherwise, it looks as if they shut their way into the conflict. We still be hoping to put them started. That gives us a good record, we can say the other on the
30th. Let me suggest this.
That will go into the business.
The 24th one, they don't matter a great deal. Now, that's just to try it out for size.
What I would recommend is that, you see, we hadn't asked for the 13th role. We had to ask for it. We ran a great risk if they were doing the last bucket if we had hit them in the meantime. I think we should give, we've already told them if we got the 13th. I think what we should tell them is, in the light of their attacks, we will now postpone that meeting for the 20th. And if we have to take the weekend,
what do you think of 24th?
So you're all that about 100.
know about that.
I wait till later, next one. On the 24th, we wait till about the 22nd, and everybody waits till about then. The time of love, they were with it, two weeks of collapse, and they were now,
I think from a technical military standpoint, we we are training them to fight the wrong war. That's the part. We are training them to be a great goddamn big fat American army. And if we should fight, it'll be Russian. We can't fight, we've got this in the end.
Shouldn't you have, shouldn't we be thinking of what the contingency is?
I think it depicts a lot that we should have said what they have said and so on.
People are still, 75% of the people in that country live side on the south, and we're not.
When we go to a square and then we also do the second floor. In the map of the territory.
Well, that
is the sunset,
yeah.
And then we should bargain that what's left, but then we should send it to them because there's no reason to suppose that they can't hold one and two quarters, they can hold three and four. Because they are the experts of the forces. This is their March 1998. And they are putting everything in for us.
Well, Henry, that is the hope that's saving grace for the
other
than their figure, I'm sure. But it was hard to believe it, but even if they still have a doubt, and where we go from something.
Well, I'm beginning to think now, Mr. President, that what you're all out like, I think the council may have been dead for. They decided they'd better not attack there until they got their supplies ready because they were afraid that if they attacked in Kunduz would knock out their supplies north of the DMZ and then they could get the other attacks. So they wanted to do just wait until they could do it simultaneously. From the military point of view, we made a mistake in not attacking there.
I think everyone was yelling, we had to go to China.
Well, in March, when March, we came back, but on the other hand, if I know the military,
they probably would have done anyway.
All they would have done is gone after the south side.
How long? 2 weeks. So they go after the south.
Well, yes, well, that's what the case is about.
And my view is that the, I've heard in retrospect, my view is that we have to wait until we were hit. We have to wait. Now we have to wait until we were hit. And we have to wait for invasion now. Even the little Vatican State, unfortunately, they want to be an ally. Those such of which you can really be in their head now. Did you find that the Martian Great Nick we should hit?
I think that I didn't ask you to pick him, but I know that he didn't check through
I think that I realize we have to do something that they realize. You see, Henry, there's a very different public. I just have a feeling.
Well, that's why I was so much against popping that out there. And,
there's a very different public opinion. They could have gone on this one, and you won't catch it in your media. The media will do a bit of a letting this one come out there. It's a different situation. They're attacking us rather than we're invading them.
They're attacking us.
After we come back from China, we're going to
land the Greek people in Moscow, trying to do everything on the peace line. And could we have been relatively quiet in Vietnam? This is why coming back from China, immediately popping North Vietnam, we would have had no endurance.
I think our decision is right.
And it would have put the Vietnam issue into the primaries.
But it was the main part of that we don't want to do. It's quite part of that, I'm saying. It was right for other reasons. It was right because we have to have some public opinion on our side, particularly if we're close to the election. That's right, it's another thing to our agenda now. It's much more politically possible than it is.
President, if one thing that this guarantee you, unless they stop the meeting, if they have the treaty and that, you can forget about September, but they're not going to come back. You remember last year, the Laos people were saying they're not going to come back, or maybe they were attacking September, so they're going to be so chewed out if they don't win. They're going to be so chewed out, they're not coming back in September.
Well, I don't think we really have to do much in my respect. And then about, you know, we don't really have much choice. It really isn't a very good one. Actually, we have to have this, we have to go home. It's a very good deal, we have to go. Probably know what's going to happen in a week.
Given the fact that, I'm just going to put it to them. I'm going to tell them. But I'm going to tell him, you've got to do this treaty up, you've got a lot of new things, you can't expect us to help you. And I'm not going to be the soldier there. I told you, tell him you're jeopardizing a fool. All of these initiatives are being jeopardized. That's it. He showed up with them on the following matter, and he decided to use the president to step over and ask for it, and he's checking in for a list of the equipment. About 90% of you have been Russian, and therefore the circumstances to be here. Bring you the message on Poland that way. I'm not really spreading you the message or giving a 6X through to the family and building the report today. Unfortunately, he said you all have it, but the moment has to just make us forward.
I think if we don't get that model,
yeah, it's way for tomorrow.
Yeah,
but what I meant is, what the hell, why do we, but that player again, we find that there will be people full. So they will, their comments to
yeah.
You know, I sent this quarter of a message to the Chinese. Not of this, but directly, but this line goes on.
Yeah, where they get lectured us. What'd you say in effect?
I said in effect. The understanding they have to take some stuff that you say. North is asking us to accept 7 points, but the other side is negotiating other ones with us. The other side throws off all the meetings and all the meetings we presented in this.
Neil, now we go back to school along.
I think